through 30 plus years of highs and lows, the twists and turns, and those classic Azuka swerves. This is the Strictly Sonic Show with CD-ROM 1019.
Today's episode, Sonic Advance. Hello, everybody. Welcome to That's Way Too Low. I need to turn the background track up a little bit. Come on, mouse, work with me here. Ah, that's better. Hello, welcome one and all to another fantastic episode of the Strictly Sonic Show. I'm your host, that dude with the Chaos Emerald, CD-ROM 1019, and baby, I was born this way. Alright, hey, so we're recently off the three-episode miniseries of Sonic Adventure 2 Battle, and today we are covering Sonic Advance. Critically acclaimed, developed by Dimps, published by Sega. I don't know, I don't think I really got into the Advance series until Sonic Advance 2 came out, so if you got any fond memories of Sonic Advance 2, please, I definitely want to hear them. So make sure that you're in the chat or in the Discord talking to me about this throughout the show. We got a bunch of tracks to go through. And you can join the Discord, by the way, by going to Radio Sega. Do the short links work? I think the short links are fixed. RadioSE.GA/Discord. Let's see if the rundown bot's working today. Don't know if they fixed it. Supposing it is working. It is working! If you are to join the Discord for the show today, you will be speaking along the likes of Jamie64326, Gabby, Frosted, and Acecroft. Where is everybody? Everybody's been doing stuff lately. But hey, that's fine. That's the nature of the beast. I also have to put a mention into my other server. Anyway, so if you were a Game Boy Advance fan, chances are you probably had this title. I mean, you wouldn't be listening to the show otherwise. I need to pull up a track list. I don't know if everything in the folder is in order. Oh dear. Oh no, no, no. Let's see if I can fix that. So if I go in here, this is a 2002 hit. No, it was 2001, I think. Okay, I think I've got a layout here. Let me just queue up a few of these first tracks. Let's see, that one, and then. Uh-oh. There isn't one for title. Oh, I'm missing tracks. Here we go again. Missing just a few of them, it looks like. Let's fix that. Bound to happen. Happens all the time. Don't know why I thought this would be any different. It's all just part of the show now. Sonic Ride. Don't let a moment pass you by. That's not the right folder. This is the right folder. Yay! And then let's queue up this one, because this is what I'm missing. I hope. Okay. And then it went here, and then the next one was this one. And then I will also throw... Wait, hold on a second. Is this just named differently? This might just be named weird. No, it's not. Okay, that's different. I don't know what that's about. All right, let's throw this on there. All right, so if you had a copy of Sonic Advance, the year is 2001, I believe. It is the tail end of 2001. It is December. And Sonic Advance has dropped to also coincide with the Sonic 10-year anniversary. You've got a new style Game Boy Advance cartridge that you're going to slap into your GBA, and chances are high that your first few moments with the game sounded a little something like this. Welcome back. So yeah, that was your first probably few minutes. It was a lot of tracks, but your first few minutes playing Sonic Advance, that was the soundtrack to your playtime. In case you're wondering what you heard, following with me here, that was intro, title screen, character select options, stage select, Neo Green Hill Zone, Act 1 and Act 2, and the zone's first and second boss music. There is oddly a lot more to go. Each of the zones, and a couple of different boss themes, and we got ourselves a couple of multiplayer tracks as well, and some jingles here and there. So we're gonna keep things moving along. I'm gonna see if I can find you any Sonic Advance trivia, and maybe a synopsis. Maybe I'll start with a synopsis of the story. So let's see what we can find here. That's Sonic Advance 3. That's not what I want. Alright, plot of Sonic Advance is as follows. Plot? There we go. Dr. Eggman has hatched another evil plan to build his Eggman Empire by capturing animals and turning them into robots, as well as gathering the 7 Chaos Emeralds in order to gain unimaginable power. Sonic and his friends Tails, Knuckles, and Amy set off on an adventure to free the animals and stop Eggman. After traveling through multiple zones and encountering Eggman in each one, the heroes corner him in the X Zone, where Doctor flees to the moon after being defeated. If the player has not gathered all 7 emeralds for Sonic by then, he falls down to Earth and is caught by Tails in the tornado. If the player has all the Chaos Emeralds, however, Sonic will use them to transform into Super Sonic and defeat the Doctor once more in a battle on the moon's surface. While Sonic's friends are wondering what happened to him, Tails goes searching for him and finds Super Sonic flying through the sky a few days later. And this is one of the few games that has... This is the first Nintendo mobile title for Sonic, so it included a couple of different playable characters. It lets you play as Sonic, Tails, Knuckles, and Amy Rose. Yeah, pretty simplistic, but that's to be expected for first games in the series. Not a lot to say there. So seriously, if you're listening and you've got some thoughts and feelings about this game, please make sure to tell me what they are so we can pad the show out a little bit longer. Alright, but in the meantime, I hear you say, yeah, more music. Just get on with more music. Let me pull up my track list here again because I stupidly closed it. It's around here somewhere. There it is. Okay. I'm assuming this is all in order, so alright. Secret base next, huh? Let's clear out a few zones here. One and two, yep. These don't have separate bosses here, right? I don't think they do. Yeah, okay, and then I'll throw this in there. That makes sense. Okay, here comes another 6 tracks coming at you. Let me also cue up a bumper here. So don't go anywhere. We got more coming.
In the making. This is the Strictly Sonic Show, only on Radio Sega.
right, welcome back. We are rolling through the OST here. We've got less than 30 tracks left in this OST. I don't have to scroll anymore to get to any of them, so we're doing pretty good here. I figured I'd take this section to talk to you about a little bit of trivia of the game. There's a handful of trivia points here, so maybe I'll give you three of them at a time and spread them out across the tracks to keep the show going here. All right, first of all, did you know Sonic Advance is the last game for a long time to feature many old recurring elements from the series? Signposts and Sonic's leg spin animation would not be featured again until the release of Sonic the Hedgehog 4. Yellow Springs would first appear again in Sonic Generations, and then the capsules, while seen in the minigame of Sonic Advance 3, did not appear again before Sonic the Hedgehog 4. This is the first 2D game to feature collectible animals from Sonic Adventure and Sonic Adventure 2, who are also kept inside Badnik and capsules. Inside Badniks and capsules like the original animals in earlier games. Notably, a few original animals, including Flicky, are seen alongside with the new ones in the game's good cinematic ending. Sonic Advance is the first game since Sonic the Hedgehog 3, which has introduced multiple item box power-ups exclusive to multiplayer. These power-ups are also featured in the multiplayer modes in later sequels and Sonic Rush and Sonic Rush Adventure. Neat to know, huh? Not a lot going on today in the Discord, so if anybody's listening to me, please, please make sure you come talk to me in the show and tell me what you love about this game. Otherwise, it's just going to keep being the music and we're going to keep this running here. So speaking of which, let's get a few more tracks going. Where are we now in the lineup? Oh, I didn't tell you what songs you heard. So before we came back from the break, that was Secret Base Zone Act 1 and 2, Casino Paradise Zone Act 1 and 2, Special Stage, Special Results, Unknown Track, that's what it's called, it's called Unknown Track, Power Up, from Power Up, and then an unused version of Power Up. And that's what you heard. Ooh, okay. So let's see. Next is a Deus one. And a Deus one. Okay, and then this one. I'm trying to throw some jingles here every once in a while. I think I'll throw this in there too. And then, okay. And then the boss goes there? Huh, I guess that's right. Alright, I think that's right. No, that's wrong. That's all sorts of wrong. Hang on 1 minute. Let me throw this in there. There we go. Okay, 8 more tracks queued up and ready to go. Coming at you right now. Stick around as we continue to go through the rest of this crazy OST. right, welcome back. That was a big block there, so let's catch you up on what you just heard. That was Ice Mountain Zone, Zone Act 1 and 2, Player Data, which was Starlight Zone from Sonic the Hedgehog, Angel Island Zone Act 1 and 2, Egg Rocket Zone, Cosmic Angel Zone, and the boss, and then boss intro and boss music. Not a whole lot of main tracks left, the rest of it's going to be versus tracks. Just about 18 songs left in the playlist here, so moving right along. So let's catch you up to speed with a little bit more of that sweet, sweet Sonic Advance trivia. Hitting vertically and diagonally oriented springs with the hammer attack will greatly increase their launching power, allowing Amy to get to places and take shortcuts and paths that Tails and Knuckles cannot. With the game having separate difficulty settings, Sonic's gameplay... Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. So each playable character and their moveset can have a different degrees of difficulty. Sonic's gameplay is the hardest overall due to his lack of any ways to take shortcuts and means to effectively fight the late-game bosses. Tails' flying skill makes it easy to complete and scout the zones in search for special spring. Knuckles' movement capabilities makes it easy to find power-ups and bypass hazards that Sonic would otherwise have to tackle head-on. Amy represents a unique challenge due to her lack of traditional attacks, which are not automatic like others, but have more range and uses than the others. She's also the best at fighting bosses due to her longer range. And there's two pieces of Sonic trivia left here that I think I will hold on to for the next block. Not a lot going on here, so I'm guessing that Sonic Advance wasn't really a crowd favorite among the Radio Sega community, and I get it. So, I won't hold everybody. I will just send you right back to the music, I guess. Let me see here. Where is my bumper? Yes, there we go. All right, with this, let's clear out the rest of the main tracks left. I think there we have to go here. And then these three. Come on now. Let's see if I can do 2 9-song blocks or something. And then, let's see, this, and then this, and then I guess this, and then, yeah. All right, cool. All right, 9 tracks, that's actually 8 with the bumper. Hold on, let me queue up another one. I'll get this one out of the way. I don't even know where this one goes. All right, 9 tracks coming at you, so stay tuned. We're almost done for today. Stick around.
The rich history of Sonic the Hedgehog. You're listening to the Strictly Sonic Show.
this is what happens when you don't name the tracks very well. I think we played this one already, so let's skip this. Chances are we played the second one already, too. Let's see. Yeah, we did. Let's go straight to the third boss. Let's fix this.
We'll be right back.
welcome back. So that covers just about everything main game related. There's a few points of trivia left, and then a bunch of versus songs, and then that's going to be the end of the show for today. So, since nobody's already actively chatting here, why don't we keep things moving? So, your last 2 points of trivia. Sometimes when the game crashes, the screen will turn sky blue and gray boxes. The screen will turn sky. What? This? Who wrote this? The screen will turn sky blue and gray boxes come in from both sides of the screen and then stop in the middle. This is more likely to be caused when the game is ran through a corruptor or on certain copies of the game. The screen has its own unique music. The gray boxes screen also appears in Sonic Advance 2, albeit with a white background and different music. The original releases of Sonic Advance in all regions have a rather severe bug. Deleting the main game save file does not delete the Tiny Chao Garden data, but once you do, rings earned in the main game do not transfer over to the Tiny Chao Garden. There are two ways to revert this: using a video game enhancer such as GameShark or collecting the same number of rings that had been collected before the game data was deleted. This was fixed in version 1.1, which was only released in Japan, and in the Sonic Advance and Sonic Pinball Party combo pack. And, well, now you know. Alright, let's queue up the final remaining 9 tracks here. In no particular order. This is all extra mode stuff. So, versus and remaining modes, it looks like. Just queue this. And last track there. Alright, we'll say our goodbyes when we return from this break, which is looking like it's going to be a short one, so stick around. It. That last block took us through all the verses music and some of the extra modes that we hadn't heard yet, and that concludes the entirety of the Sonic Advance OST. How different is it from the Sonic Advance 2 OST? Well, you'll have to keep listening to find out. Let's talk about what we're getting ourselves into next week. Well, in the official timeline of things, Sonic Adventure 2 Battle came after Sonic Advance, but I covered that as part of the Sonic Adventure 2 episode. Then there was Billy Hatcher and the Giant Egg, which I don't think I'll be covering. So, in the order of things... Oh, okay, hold on. It's either going to be Advance 2, Mega Collection, or Pinball Party. Let's see. So far, it's looking like Mega Collection, but... okay, it is officially going to be Sonic Mega Collection next week. I don't think we're going to get a lot out of next week's episode, because the bulk of Sonic Mega Collection is music that you've already heard before, because it's all a bunch of other Sonic games. Next week's gonna be a... Oh, wow. Yeah, I have to figure this out. This is a very, very small amount of tracks. I might combine that with something else. Alright, well, I got time to think this out. So make sure you're here next week, and we'll see what we're gonna be getting ourselves into. Also, same thing as always, if you hadn't had enough of me during the week, don't forget to follow me on twitch.tv/chaoscontrolchannel, and that way you'll know when we're going live with Chaos Control Center with myself and Black Devil X. I think that's gonna be it for now, guys. Thank you all so much for listening, and I will see you next week, I suppose. Thinking. Yes, nothing to go over. All right. So until next week, everybody, this has been That Dude with the Chaos Emerald CDRM 1019 saying good morning to you, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, goodbye, wherever the hell you are on Earth, make it a freaking good one, and I will see you next week. So take care. Bye-bye.
on it.